Yeah. The only reason we haven't looked into it much is because I believe we got to pay for a phone connection. Not a phone line. It is over the internet, but I believe we got to pay for that access. And I haven't gotten anybody in the club to bite on that yet. So I haven't done much research. It may not be much. And I really, honestly, to be honest, I haven't pushed real hard for it yet. So. But we'll play it by ear. We'll see what's going on with this District 1 thing first, and they may already be set up with that, who knows, or something similar. But I'm really curious to see what you might find out, Dave.
Comment.
And I think another facet of that was I believe they have a radio over in North Webster. That they can monitor this repeater is the fact that they don't have a ham radio operator to use it.
Heard you in there, Mike. Yeah, last time I was there many, 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 many moons ago, they had a 2-meter set up, 2-meter 440 set up there, and they were monitoring this repeater and a couple others during any weather events. But you're right, they had a ham radio operator at that time. And I think at that time they were allowing ham radio operators to actually come there and operate it as well. But I could be wrong on that. That was many, many years ago. Gosh, I can't even think. Had to be early 2000s when I was there. Go ahead, Mike.